Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an estimate now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
What a perfect fit for the Ravens. You know, he would be, that's the kind of back you wanted to have. He just seemed so different. He just seemed like one of a kind. And then, you know, playing against him, a lot of envious eyes. You know, watching him play for the Titans all those years. But I do, I just appreciate the way he's fit in here as a teammate, the way he's fit into the offense, the way the offense has fit him in all the way across the board. It's been great, and we want to keep building on it.
John Harbaugh reflected on draft night when Derrick Henry was drafted and just seeing him develop and just dominate the league with the Tennessee Titans. And now a member of the Baltimore Ravens, and he is getting it done. And, I mean, you look at these two, Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, Jeremy, the seasons that they're putting up, I think with the first quarterback running back duel to have over 900 yards rushing after five games.
Is it after five or after six now?
No, it was after five.
After five.
Yeah, so after five, they did it.
It's even better now.
Yeah. And you look at Lamar Jackson, Jeremy, he's completing 67% of his passes, which right now would be a career high. His passer rating is 108.4. I'm going to say it one more again. For the season, 108.4 through six games.
Oh, that's cool. 8.4, that's what Deshaun Watson has.
Yeah, it is.
He's got 8.4.
I thought he had 11.
No, he had that in one game
okay.
We were talking about. That was Dak Prescott, too.
10 touchdowns, two interceptions. And then on the rushing end, you know, all he's done is 403 yards and two touchdowns, averaging 6 yards a carry.
Can I say this? I think there's one of two things that stops them this year. Injuries is an obvious one. That can always change everything, and knock on wood that doesn't happen. Or the same stuff we've seen in the postseason before, whether you want to blame player or coach, that's fine. Those are the only two things that I don't think there's another team that's better than them or that can stop their offense consistently enough to win.
Derrick Henry, on the other hand, he's leading the league in five categories. He's leading the league in carries, 119. He's on pace to eclipse his total for last year, 280. And also at this pace, he would have led the league in carries 5 out of 6 years. He leads the league in rushing yards at 704. He leads the league in rushing touchdowns at 8. I think touchdowns in general at 8. He has the longest run from scrimmage at 87 yards. And he leads the league in yards per game, 117.3. Oh, he also leads the league in yards from scrimmage at 753.
So when do you start spelling him? Because he, what was it, 25 carries last game. If you're trying to make this work over a 2-year span, or is he just... Guy's a machine. It doesn't matter. Just put him out there.
He had 24 carries. They're spelling him. He had 24 carries against Washington. He only had 15 carries against Cincinnati.
Okay.
So it's not. I mean, that's because he went 25, 24, and then 2 weeks later, 24. The other 3 weeks, he had 13, 18, 15.
But I think we started to see more of what we've seen this past week when we have games like this. Like, so I think...
Wear him down at the end?
Well, you like to. You get that lead and you wear him down at the end. It's the same, like, for example, the whole Tampa 2 and the Colts defense. It's like, get a lead, set your pass rushers free, right?
Mm-hmm.
So with your running model and the fact that you're trying to close out games, you want to give it to the big boy at the end of the game. But what if he's the guy that helped you get there with 20-some carries? Are you okay giving him another 6-7 on that last drive?
Well, with 11 games left, Jeremy, I mean, we could say... Most of the games are going to finish like this, but I don't think so. Well, I think you're going to have, you know, a few more games finish this way. We have some blowouts in either direction, probably in your favor.
The only reason,
you're going to have, what's the kid who got hurt? He's coming back.
Keaton Mitchell. And they just activated Ali as well. The reason I bring this up is because if you guys followed Derrick Henry in Tennessee, it was build him up. He's running more, and then once it gets to December, it's like, screw you guys.
Yeah.
You're going to eat all this.
Yeah.
And they give him the ball. So, like, I'm just wondering if you're seeing that ramped up or with the options that you have, because they don't hand the ball off to Justice Hill, like, ever.
No, they don't.
Ever.
So if you have an MVP vote, a league MVP vote, at this, if the season ended today, who gets it, Lamar or Henry? Because I don't think there's a third candidate, to be honest with you.
I'll give you a couple of reasons why it's Lamar. I mean, the first one is he plays quarterback.
That's right. Say it loud for the people in the back.
It's so unfair that everybody gets...
unfair.
Yeah, it is. It's BS. You want
it
to
is
get,
what it is.
Is it a level playing field, or are you just going to give it to the guy that touches the ball on every offensive play?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that's what it, that's the main reason. The other one is that I've seen Lamar do this without Derrick Henry. He won an MVP last year. He won an MVP in 2019. I've seen Derrick Henry have good seasons, but it doesn't matter without eight. It just doesn't.
I got nothing, because my whole reason was, did Lamar have Derrick Henry in the backfield when he won the first two MVPs? And he's doing, I think, the evolution of Lamar. Don't get me wrong. I think they both make one another better. I do. But Lamar's been MVP before.
What?
And I think if you don't have a quarterback that can make the defense pay for loading the box, then Derrick Henry is not enjoying the season that he's having right now.
And
that's just my opinion.
And those two guys have had more success against loaded boxes than any other running back, any other runner of the football. Yeah, I know. And the other point of this, too, is like, as much I love Derrick Henry. I love watching him. But what have we said for years? Get Lamar some weapons and see what happens.
Yeah.
Look at it now.
Yeah.
All you naysayers, oh, I wonder if he can bring us back from a temple. Yeah, he did that. Wonder if he can. Naysayers.
Okay.
Am I allowed to say naysayers okay. now?
I'm just checking.
I can't say naysayers.
I don't know. I'm still stuck on loaded boxes.
I didn't say ninjas. Jesus. Anyway, no, like, and again, just looking at the situation and how things are in this league, it's. I mean, he's just so freaking special
yeah.
that he can do it all. So all the people that didn't like him, why are you denying yourself this?
Because I got to be right. I got to be right.
Oh, God.
That's why I got to be right. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, what up? Hold on.
Wait, we'll wait for you. My bad, man.
My bad, man. Yeah. My bad. I was making my tea and all that. But listen, man. Oh, not to make light of that video before I get to the Ravens, though, man. But somebody said that was like how the Lions beat the Cowboys on Sunday, man. You know,
somebody wasn't wrong. But
yeah, by the man, way, you talking about, you know how he was upset that they ran the score up on him, and I'm doing air quotes here, Rashawn. They did. They were absolutely disrespectful. They put an offensive lineman out wide to run a route.
Yeah, exactly. See, the Lions exposed themselves, though, man. They used all their best plays.
They did expose themselves. Yeah. Yeah. While the Cowboys were watching.
Yeah.
But listen, now in the league, know all they plays, though, man. They opened up the playbook just for the Cowboys.
They
ran
out of plays? They ran out of plays.
No, man. But anyway, man, on to this MVP stuff, man. For me, it had to be Lamar. Because think about this. As good as Derrick Henry is, if you put, like, if Tyler Huntley was our quarterback, the Ravens would be, 2-4 right now with Derrick Henry and Tyler Huntley. You know, so like you said, Rob, earlier, a couple minutes ago, about, you know, having a quarterback to make them stack the box like that, you know. So... Hey, it's definitely Lamar than me, you know, hands down. So, I mean.
I'm surprised you didn't say Dak Prescott.
Yeah, he didn't love
him. Oh, man, here we go with that.
Hey, Rashawn, I told Rob about your video where you were, what was it, one of the Man on the Street videos where they're recording you and you had to name more Cowboys than him?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Good job.
Oh, yeah, that was good, man. Yeah, you know, I know you guys my question. I'm a real fan.
Yeah,
man.
He's a real fan. He's been watching a losing team since the 90s.
Since I was 12 years old, man. Yeah, so.
They got all them championships out of the way in elementary school.
Yo, wrong, man.
All right, man. Have a good one.
It's so funny. Like, you all of a sudden you're watching a Man on the Street video. It's like, is that Rashawn? What the hell's he doing there?